on the world of things.
Now,
if you and union, you got to pay union dues.
Yeah.
And the,
now, when you paid your bill on time back in the old days, would they give you a little something for that when they, like, say, for paying it on time?
Well, a lot of businesses right today. I say a lot of them, some do. Just pay before the 10th of the month, or deduct 2% off, or 1%, or 5%.
They say that was for what?
Well, prompt paying, prompt.
Okay. And then the back in the old days, say you had a bunch of kids or a child would go into a store. A storekeeper might give him, when you bought something, he'd give it to him and say it was for what?
Well, he bought something and if he didn't, the storekeeper didn't give him a little stick of candy or something, well, the youngster would say, "Do I get any Lanny up?" I've heard that said many a time. I can't say that I've heard it. White says that, but little niggers like all the time look for that little Lanny up, you know. That's the way they got their candies and maybe it's just a jelly bean or something like that, but nevertheless.
Back in the old days, when you didn't have any money, you'd have to go to the store and try and...
on credit.
Okay. And about the first of the month was when the bill was...
bill comes in.
That was when it was what?
When it's due.
When it's due,
sometimes you get it, make arrangements for 6 months, run you for 6 months till you... Nearly always, the most farmers have had bills like that.
Back in the...
if they had a crop coming in, say for instance, ice potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Spring ice potatoes. And they come off during the month of May. Well, I want to get this and I want to pay it off when I dig my ice potatoes.
Yeah.
First of June. Or, if you're raising cotton, well, the cotton was October or November, you see, before they got all the cotton settled up.
Back during the 30s, money was...
very tight.
What would you say about money and hen teeth? Money was...
gas is hen teeth.
If you didn't have any money, you'd have to try and go and...
Borrow
from the bank or something like that?
It's hard. That was a hard thing to do then, back in the 30s.
Yeah. Oh.
That was when so many of the banks went busted.
Now, a little child would be saying his prayers. He went over to the bed and did what?
Kneel down and said his prayers.
Kneel down.
That makes me think about a joke about the old professor back in the olden days. Now, of course, this could have been very true, but then it told us a joke. An old one-room schoolhouse, but it had seemed like it had a little two-story building. And they had a stairs going up to the second floor. And of course, like a lot of little bad boys, fifth, sixth graders, you know. I say bad, mischievous. So. Back in those days, they had slates right on, you know. And he wrote on his slate,